could get awkward. Wait.
Those are.
Wait, did you?
Sure. This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Hey, everyone. It's Sam, and I just want you to know that I'm alive. The internet stranger who came to my home to deliver me a present did not murder me.
In case you missed that, that was in last week's episode. You want to give just a quick recap for anybody who might have missed the episode?
So I participated in the Reddit gift exchange, and the person who had me messaged me and said that they lived in the same city and were wondering if they could drop it off personally. So just based on their tone and some of the things that they noted in their message from having kind of crept me on Reddit, I just assumed it was going to be a woman. So when they arrived to my home, and which was hilarious because it's very hard to find, if you haven't been here before, the front door. So I have pre-programmed instructions in my phone. When I type condo, it just spills out four sentences about exactly where, how to find us. And so this person was really struggling trying to figure it out. Eventually got there, rang the doorbell. I answered and was like, do you regret deciding to drop this off personally? Because that was fun. And it was not a woman. It was a man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you learn their real name?
Yeah, his name. Should I say it?
I guess probably not.
He gave me his real name. He had very nice hair and he was super pleasant. And I was very worried about it being awkward because I didn't want to be too welcoming and invite the strange person into my home or anything.
Right.
But I didn't want to be rude because they were taking the time to hand deliver me a present. I kept the door open and I stood near the door, so it was cold, so it wasn't encouraging of him coming inside or anything. And he gave me the present and I said, we're not doing presents with anyone else this year, so I kind of want to hoard this and open it on Christmas morning, and which he was cool with. And he said, I hope you don't already have it. So then, okay, Merry Christmas, goodbye. It was super nice and it was so thoughtful of him to drop it off and everything. And so, but as soon as he left, yeah, I have to open it now.
You have no self-control.
None. More lately, but still not a lot. And so I opened it and there were two cookies that looked incredible and super delicious. And I was really excited about them until I realized they were dog cookies. So they were for Scott, which is so cute.
That is really cool that he got that gift for your dog, yeah. But also very, very disappointing knowing that you couldn't eat them.
Yes, that I couldn't eat them. But then what he did give me was the Harry Potter cookbook.
That's bang on for you.
Bang on. And I've known this book existed and I've often wondered why I don't already have it.
So yeah, I'm surprised you don't.
This is amazing. So I texted and I was like, I couldn't wait and it's so awesome and thank you so much. It was perfect.
Wait, so you guys have exchanged phone numbers?
Yeah. We didn't text before that or after that or anything, but
okay.
Just for convenience sake, trying to help him find my front door.
Right.
Yeah. So all in all, a positive experience, and I'm still alive.
Would you do this Reddit Christmas exchange again next year?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And Spencer was saying that Bill Gates participates every year.
What?
And if he happens to get you, you get the best presents ever. The coolest stuff.
Yeah.
And I wish I could think of an example, but I can't think of an example.
You can only imagine with that kind of money, that guy's going to be very generous in his gift giving.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So.
I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
I wasn't that worried.
Yeah.
Or that concerned. I don't know if that makes me a bad friend.
I wasn't really concerned for my safety so much as I was actually just concerned about how awkward it is to meet a stranger.
Mm-hmm. It's so awkward. In fact, this actually just reminds me of something that happened over the holidays. While staying at my boyfriend's parents' place, his aunt, who lives in England, was also staying for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And she is an incredible woman. She's probably, I want to say, in her 40s, but she's single and she is a ton of fun. And her son's ex-girlfriend set her up with somebody. while she was there on the holidays.
Okay.
Seems like a strange thing to do for somebody visiting from literally across the pond.
Yeah.
But she said okay to it. And I think it was more or less just because it gave her something to do, a reason to get out of the house and socialize, maybe. And her son was so not impressed. He was so upset that his mom was going to be going out on a date. And I mean, kind of ridiculous because he's in his 20s. But so the awkward part about all of this is that we came back from, I don't know what it was, a shopping run or something like that. And we pulled into, get into the laneway, but the laneway was full of vehicles. And we noticed this SUV sitting at the end of the laneway. And so we parked on the side of the street. We got out of the car and Adam didn't recognize the vehicle. And so we walk into the house and just moments later, a man walks in after, knocks on the door, and he comes in. And this is her blind date. She's never met this guy. And he's there to pick her up. And sure enough, Adam's parents are the people who are just, they're always coming over to the door. They got to ask a couple of questions. They got to see what's up. They got to see whoever's coming into the house. And so they greet him at the door. Meanwhile, she's still downstairs getting ready. And it was like she was their daughter and they were interrogating this man. They weren't being mean or anything, but that was the sense that you got of, you know, mom and dad answered the door for the boyfriend who's coming up to pick up their girl. But these people are like in their 40s. And so she comes up and like looks just stunning. And then, of course, you know, they go out and they have their dinner and they come back. And Adam and his brother are just berating their aunt with questions. How was the day? What was it like? What did you do? Did you kiss him? Did you hug him? Or you could go out again? Just digging into all of these details. And it was an interesting experience for me because I don't know that I've been around that many people of that age demographic going out on blind dates and that kind of thing. But it was funny.
Have you ever been on a blind date?
No.
Did you? You never met anyone online?
Dating website or app or anything? I never did the Tinder thing. Oh, wait. I guess I kind of did go on a blind date. I talked about this in a previous episode, and it was somebody who connected with me through Instagram and asked me out via Instagram, and I did go on that date, but I kind of knew him because I think I briefly met him once before that.
Okay.
So not a real true blind date. I've never had a friend set me up on one. Thank goodness, because I don't think I would like it. And I never joined the world of Tinder. So
I missed Tinder, but I did have plenty of fish.
Oh my, you did not.
I did.
Plenty of fish is the bottom of the barrel, isn't it? Yeah,
it sure is. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any good stories from this?
I did meet a guy from Plenty of Fish who we actually had such a nice first date. This was when I was living in Ottawa, actually, and he had just moved there. And so we talked for a long time and we were both like, you know, so deep, such deep people who are just really connecting on this deep, meaningful level. And we both like music and the movie Zeitgeist, and we thought we were so cool. Anyways.
Connecting.
We really connected. And so we made plans to get together, and I was going to show him around the city, my favorite parts of it and stuff. And so we did that, and we had a really, really nice time, and it was so romantic, and it was lovely, and he was super cute and seemed really nice and stuff. So we had a good time together, and we kind of did date each other for a little while, maybe like a month. And in that time was kind of like a musician. Like he liked to sing and play guitar, and he was very good at guitar. At that point, I had always loved to sing, but I had never really, I was a closeted singer. And he kind of pulled me out of that shell a little bit, which was cool. And we had a bit of a band for a little while with this other guy that we met named John as well.
While you were still seeing each other or no?
Yes. And then no. And then yes. And then no.
Roller coaster.
We were very hot and cold, both like romantically and musically. In the end, we still connected musically but not at all romantically. And now we don't really connect at all. I haven't seen him the last couple of times I've gone to visit Ottawa. No, he's cool. He's still doing the music thing. I think we're still friends. We don't really talk that much. And I haven't seen him the last couple of times I've gone to Ottawa. But really, I only see my niece when I'm there. So that is one person I met on Plenty of Fish.
That doesn't sound like that bad of an interaction. He actually
shaped my life in a big way for a while, too. So thanks, Plenty of Fish.
Well, if you think about it too, though, maybe permanently. You said he pulled you out of your shell in wanting to sing in front of people, which I know something you love to do now. You love going to open mics, and I had no idea that there was a point in your life where you were afraid to do that.
I was so scared. so that's cool. I'd like to hear some stories from listeners about any blind dates or Plenty of Fish experiences that they might have had.
If anybody was on Plenty, I thought that was even an older thing. I'm surprised you were even on Plenty of Fish.
That would have been 8 years ago. It wasn't something I was proud to be doing.
That was before online dating was cool, right?
I don't know.
Was Plenty of Fish used strictly for hookups similar to Tinder or no?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on the user. But I have heard that Plenty of Fish was pretty much for fucking randos and getting STIs. So I didn't have that experience, thankfully. Yeah.
Good.
Speaking of STIs, I don't have any.
Oh, gosh.
But I did have a pap smear yesterday.
Oh, aren't those fun?
And it was with my brand new doctor.
Is it a good doctor, or how was the experience?
Okay, so he's super nice. So first of all, he's my first doctor. It's like my regular doctor who's a man. Mm-hmm. My doctor that I had previously had known me since basically I was a zygote. No, wait, zygote.
Huh?
Zygote is a stage of development when you're just little cells, not a human yet.
I don't understand what you're trying to say about your last doctor.
She was my mom's doctor through my mom's pregnancy, and so she knew me when I was a zygote.
Oh.
And then continued to be my doctor for a very long time.
Gotcha.
And she was great. And so my experience with her was when I would go for my physical, she would squish my boobs, push on my abdomen near where my uterus is, make sure nothing hurts, and check me all out. So that's what I was anticipating yesterday when I went to see my new doctor. He's like, okay, so like, what's up? What are you here for? And I was like, well, I'm here for a physical, just fully check everything out kind of a thing. Okay, cool. Do you have any issues or concerns? And I mentioned, I do have like pretty bad heartburn a lot of the time. What do you do for it? And I said that I take Tums. And then he was, how often? And I said, every other day. That's a lot of heartburn. So anyways, ordered me to do this other test that I have to go do. But then I was expecting the physical to commence, my boobs to be squished. I had showered beforehand, not wanting to be gross for him. And none of that transpired. He was like, well, do you want to do your pap since you're here? And I was, okay, cool. Thinking that, you know, he would check everything else out and then we would go do a pap. But we went right to the pap room, and also I previously didn't realize he was the person who performed the paps because he had told me that there was a nurse on staff who was able to do that type of procedure. So I just assumed that the nurse would be the one to do it.
Maybe if you had asked.
Yeah, maybe. So I went into this other room. It's paps are uncomfortable enough, you know, having your vagina reefed open with that alligator tool that cranks to hold you open, and then your cervix scraped. It's cold. You scoot to the edge of that table and spread your legs, and it's not fun in general.
I honestly think also that when I was told about what a pap would be and how it would be, just as you described,
yeah,
I don't know that I ever thought it was that horrible. It's quite quick. No.
It's very quick and it doesn't really hurt. There's a moment of discomfort, but
hey, that's my cervix.
It doesn't hurt. It's really not that bad. It's just the whole idea of, here's my vagina, my whole thing. Check it on out.
Yeah, and you'll go and you'll get your hooch waxed.
Yeah.
And that's no different.
It isn't. But when you go to get your hooch waxed, which by the way, I definitely did not do before this appointment, this is as pretty much as full bush as it gets. So I was also, I hadn't anticipated having a pap. So I was just, not that I would have gone for a Brazilian for my pap or anything, but I was, well, this is me and this is my hair growth and here's my vagina and cervix and whatever. Okay, so then he comes into the room and there's another woman in there who's also the receptionist, maybe a nurse. I'm not sure. They both put gloves on and I like open my legs and it's him and he's doing it. I'm like, okay, that's not what I thought he said, but okay. And I'm also used to doctors kind of saying, okay, I'm just going to insert this and now I'm doing this and I'm just going to quickly swab and okay, you're done. But he didn't say anything. So I was just trying to feel, okay, this is happening. I wonder what's going to happen next kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And then at one point he was way in there and then he was like, so how long have you had the IUD? So personal that you can see this small string hanging from my cervix.
Or feel or see? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, about a year or whatever. And it was fine. And then he's like, everything looks good. Be surprised if anything's wrong. And then, okay, bye. And I was like, okay. And that was my whole appointment was, I have heartburn. Here's my vagina. Asking you and asking our listeners, what is a physical supposed to entail?
I don't know that I've ever had a physical. So I...
What?
Yeah, I don't think I have. I mean, I've had the doctor check for lumps and whatnot in my boobs before. I've had my blood pressure taken. I've had blood tests done, urine samples and all of those kinds of things. But I don't know that I've ever gone to the doctor and said, give me a physical.
Build me up.
I don't even have a doctor, so.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
But from what you describe, I would think it would be kind of a head-to-toe thing, right?
That's what checking I was thinking. It all like, out. Literally, nose, ears, boobs, uterus, vagina, skin. I don't know. I was just expecting there to be more touching my body.
Yeah, you wish you were poked and prodded more.
I mean, I'm
sure
I
wanted
sure
to
I'm
feel
healthy.
Violated when I left that building.
Why didn't you touch my boobs? No, but I am going to get blood work done and this other heartburn test to make sure I don't have a stomach ulcer and the pap test or whatever. So I guess, you know, he's checking things out. Mm-hmm. He just didn't push on my uterus to see if it hurts, which it doesn't, so it's fine.
And maybe that's why he asked, do you have any concerns with this, this or that? Yeah. And maybe he would have checked. Maybe if you had said, oh, you know, I thought I felt something in my boob the other day, he would have given you a breast exam. He's just trying to streamline his process. He's got a lot of people to see and he's only doing what he's got to do.
When he entered and I actually do appreciate the fact that he was very on time. I'm used to having to wait.
Ugh.
Even though you have an appointment, you have to wait a while. I didn't. So I appreciated that. But it was funny because when he entered the room, we made eye contact, shook hands and talked about holidays and stuff like that. And then after my pap, he wouldn't make eye contact. So I was like, what's up?
Yeah, that's a little awkward.
Sorry about my full bush.
This reminds me of one of the last times that I was at the doctor and was getting some sort of test done. I can't recall what it was, but I had to do the pee sample. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how people do that. I don't know if you've ever had to pee in a cup before.
For sure.
But as a female, it fucking sucks. You get pissed all over your hands. I don't know how to do it and not get piss all over your hands. Is there a way?
It's so tricky. So what I do, because I have to do this in a couple weeks, it's hard. And especially because there's ones that are like midstream. You can't catch the first part of the pee. You have to go midstream. So then it's you pee a little and then keep peeing and put the cup or you stop peeing and then you put the cup and then hope the cup's in the right place to catch your stream or you get piss on your hands.
Oh, I've never not gotten piss on my hands while doing it.
Depending on the office, you leave your warm cup of piss in the bathroom or bring your warm cup of piss and hand it to someone.
Yeah, I've had to do that.
Here's my urine.
And then you put the cap on and you're trying to wipe it down so that nobody else has to touch your pissy bottle that you just pissed in. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's super uncomfortable.
And then you have to worry about them judging about the color. Because if you didn't drink a lot of water that day, that ain't gonna look right.
And sometimes I have to go do mine in conjunction with this ulcer test and blood test. So I have to have fasted for 8 hours. But for the, I think it's called the urea breath test. It's the one for heartburn to see if I have a stomach ulcer or something like that. I can't even have water for 4 hours beforehand. Oh. So my pee is for sure going to be yellow.
Yeah, it's going to look gross. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I do think that is one of the most awkward parts about going to the doctor. More awkward than getting a pap.
Is the piss sitch.
I might be wrong. I mean, maybe you have a different take on what the most awkward part about going to the doctor is. You can let us know.
Yeah, please.
I mean, everything we described today was basically awkward. Did you find it awkward because it was a man doing it or no? Because I believe just the other day, Adam and I were watching TV and it was something about a woman having a male doctor. We were watching a TV show and Adam goes, well, that's not allowed. Pretty sure it is. You can request to have a female do it, but I don't necessarily think that that's always going to happen. Or you can request
to have someone else in the room.
Yeah.
A nurse or someone else in the room.
I mean, they're a doctor, right? No, it
doesn't bother
me.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's a doctor. Like, the gender really doesn't bother me at all. I'm not trying to sleep with them either way or anything. So it's just kind of, sure, as probably like the 10th vagina he saw that day kind of a thing. I would bet hairiest, but we'll see. I guess we won't know. Please share with us the part of visiting the doctor that you find the most awkward. And also, if you have a plenty of fish story, tell us that as well. You can find us on Twitter at TCGA Podcast.
Yeah, and you can head over to our Facebook page as well. It's This Could Get Awkward, or you can email us, thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And then, of course, our website has all of that with all of our episodes, but you're hopefully listening on an app on your phone somewhere. Our website is thiscouldgetawkward.com. And speaking of you being on your app, if you are listening through whatever podcast site you listen, please give us a rating on there. Whether it just be a 5-star rating or actual written review, that would be great. All right, bye.
Happy New Year.